Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is expected to be signed during the G20 summit in Argentina, and nutritionists in Mexico are hoping that it addresses a problem they've been seeing since NAFTA went into effect in the 1990s. They say NAFTA made processed foods too easy to get, negatively affecting the food habits of Mexicans. KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau Chief Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
It takes one random busy street in Mexico City to find something to eat. Sweet fruit, fresh juices, and of course, traditional tortas, tamales, and tacos. But there's also a lot of processed foods. Chips, candies, sodas, and this snack I get served inside a bag of Doritos. They're called Dorilocos, which are basically Doritos topped with a variety of options: peanuts, sliced carrots and cucumbers, powdered chili, apricot sauce, and even soft pork skins in vinegar.
Dorilocos are kind of the best and the worst.
That's Alicia Galvez, a professor at Lehman College who researches about health and diet in Mexico. She thinks Dorilocos are, in a way, a metaphor for how healthy Mexican nutrition has been polluted with processed food brought by the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA.
Diabetes is a NAFTA sickness.
Galvez found that sales of processed foods in Mexico grew by about 5 to 10% every year between 1995 to 2003, NAFTA's first decade. She hopes the new trade agreement will take into account the need for good nutrition. Galvez says corporations and negotiators have preferred to blame consumers, while the globalized culture has also favored processed foods.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Sergio Barajas is president of the Mexican Institute of Foreign Trade Executives. And for him, nutrition problems can't be solved by treaties, although trade agreements can empower consumers to make the best choices. He says the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement includes an improved chapter about nutritional information labeling, something that NAFTA did not fully clarify. The new rules help consumers from all three countries receive the same nutritional information on details like the number of calories in the foods they eat.
Debemos tener siempre claro que es un proceso de integración. En un proceso de integración.
Barajas says the free trade agreements have helped integrate the markets. This means there's an increasing number of nutritious products for everyone. For example, the U.S. gets more and better avocados from Mexico, while Mexico gets high-quality corn from the U.S. Dr. María del Mar Aguirre is an expert in nutrition with the Mexican Federation of Diabetes, and she confirms that Mexico has a problem.
In Mexico, it's approximately half the population living with overweight, and half of that is living with obesity.
Aguirre says trade agreements should address health issues, but the problem comes mainly from culture and education. She says apples and bananas are as affordable and available as cakes or sodas, and way healthier.
If we have this trade with the United States or with any other country, the options are there. But the thing is that we have to learn what to choose.
And as for Dorilocos? Well, the doctor says it's not the best choice. So next time I'll follow her advice and eat something healthier. Or at least get a different combination of toppings. For Here and Now, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.